On June 10th, New York began accepting applications from small businesses for grants worth up to $50,000, which will be administered from an $800 million fund covering expenses incurred during the first 13 months of the pandemic. For more on the program, including who can benefit and how funding will be distributed, we're joined by Kate Baker, Interim Director of the Small Business Development Center located at the University at Albany. Welcome to the show, Kate.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
So for starters, in terms of size, what businesses are eligible for this funding? Because if the maximum grant is $50,000, I imagine that we're talking about pretty small businesses.
Well, it is a small business program. Your annual gross receipts to be eligible must be under $500,000. And there are three different categories for how the grant awards are determined. So for businesses that have gross receipts of less than $50,000, their grant award will be $5,000. Those that are between $50,000 and $100,000, it's $10,000. And for those with $100,000 to $500,000, it is 10% of their gross receipts with a maximum of $50,000. In addition, you have to have fewer than 100 employees to be eligible for the program. So it is designed to be a small business program.
And in terms of potential applicants, how many businesses in New York might fit that bill?
They are expecting over 300,000 applications.
Well, you mentioned that number of small businesses that would be eligible, and based on my back-of-the-napkin math, if the state was to divvy up the $800 million into the maximum grants of $50,000, only 16,000 businesses could get money. Considering that dynamic, what is the state going to do to decide who gets what? Have they laid out any sort of parameters for prioritizing certain businesses or industries?
They haven't prioritized any particular industry, but what they have done is set up some qualifying criteria to make sure that businesses that received the majority of the COVID federal programs are not going to be eligible for this program. So, for example, if you received a restaurant revitalization fund grant, you are not eligible for this program. If you received a shuttered venue grant up to a certain dollar amount, then you also won't be eligible for this program. And then in addition to that, they have set up the parameters to ensure that all of the funding doesn't go to one region or any one industry. So they have throttling mechanisms to try to keep it fair regionally as well as industry within regions. So it's not that they're going to prioritize anyone, but they're looking to make sure that it's fair across the board. So they do have those parameters set up.
A revenue stream that a lot of businesses tapped over the last 15 months was the Paycheck Protection Program. Will businesses who received money through that source be precluded from applying for and receiving this money?
Not necessarily. If they received Paycheck Protection loans totaling $100,000 or more, they won't be eligible for this program. But for those businesses that received Paycheck Protection Program loans of less than $100,000, they are still eligible.
New York makes a point of trying to prioritize, say, minority and women-owned business enterprises for, say, certain state contracts and certain recovery things and other aspects. Will MWBEs get any sort of preferential treatment with regards to the distribution of this money?
So for the processing of applications, priority is given to socially and economically disadvantaged businesses. And they're defining that as minority and women-owned, not necessarily certified, just their ownership, service-disabled veteran-owned businesses, or businesses that are located in communities that were economically distressed prior to the start of the pandemic. So they're going to use the census data to identify those.
And if I'm a business and I'm hearing this interview about a week after the application has opened, should I be thinking, crap, I better get this application in ASAP, or will the state be basically accepting a bunch and then going through them, or will it be done on more of a rolling basis?
So it's going to be done on a rolling basis. They are looking at closing the program to applications in July, so being that it is mid-June, they absolutely positively need to get this done now. It's a simple application. It's not hard. So it is a simple application. We are available to assist businesses if they need help with determining their eligibility or their application process. And of course, we're free of charge, so a resource for that. We are a statewide program, so we have 22 centers across the state with advisors that can assist you.
So based on that timeline that you laid out with regards to July, any idea when money will begin to be distributed?
We believe they're currently reviewing the grant applications right now, and we'll start the grant distribution as soon as possible. So it is kind of a rolling program as long as they're accepting grant applications.
And what are you hearing from businesses throughout the state about their, say, awareness of the program and their ability to navigate that application process?
We're hearing good things. New York State has done a really good job of putting out an ad campaign. We're receiving in the center in Albany between 10 and 20 requests a week for assistance, which is usually a pretty good indicator of how broadly it's known. They have, I want to say, over 100 economic development partners that they're utilizing to communicate the program to businesses, whether it's the Restaurant Association, a couple of the SBA lenders, chambers of commerce, you know, a wide variety of partners to make sure that the businesses are aware. But we are seeing quite a few people go through the application process, and we are hearing that it is pretty simple. We were very fortunate in that we had access to the application prior to the start of the program, and I did a application, and I found it to be, of the COVID applications, one of the easier ones.
You're listening to the Capital Press Room, and we're talking about the distribution of $800 million in small business grants, and our guest is Kate Baker, Interim Director of the Small Business Development Center. When applying for this money, what type of expenses are actually covered?
So it's important to know that the expenses that are covered are for a very specific date range, and that's March 1st, 2020 to April 1, 2021. So it's past expenses. And you can use these grant funds for payroll expenses, your commercial rent or mortgage payments if the property is located in New York State, payment of local property or school taxes that are associated with the business entity, any insurance costs, utility costs, any PPE expenses related to COVID, or HVAC upgrades that had to be completed as a result of COVID, basically any COVID expense, whether it's machinery, equipment, supplies, and materials. And Empire State Development, if it's COVID-related, is willing to review the expense if it doesn't fit one of the categories to make a determination for eligibility. The big thing to know with these funds, especially if you've received federal funding, is that you're going to want to make sure that you have a strategy in place that you don't, quote-unquote, double-dip the expense. So although payroll expenses are eligible, if you received a PPP loan for a portion of your payroll expenses in that period, you're going to have to back those out. And I would have to say that's probably one of the areas that our organization can be the most help to a business that's receiving a grant, is making sure that they're allocating the correct expenses so that they don't have a problem if they're ever audited in the future.
$800 million, that's a lot of money for me as an individual to wrap my head around. But in terms of the context of federal and state relief that's gone to businesses so far, in New York specifically, where does that fit into the landscape of things? Is this just a tiny piece of the pie, or is this a real big investment that we're talking about?
It's a significant investment. You have to keep in mind that since the start of the pandemic in March and the funding program started in the beginning of April, many businesses were eligible for at least one, if not multiple, grant programs, whether it was the early EIDL advances of up to $10,000. There are two current EIDL grant programs that they're administering now to economically disadvantaged locations. There was the Paycheck Protection Program. There's the Shuttered Venue Program. There's the Restaurant Revitalization Program. And then in addition to that, there have been EIDL loans, which businesses can now go back and request an increase of for up to $500,000. And those are 30-year really low interest loans. And then there's the New York Forward Loan Program. And then there's other loan programs that were established through economic development partners that are regional. So there has been a lot of money flowing. And I think this is that final cap that's designed to get the businesses that were able to survive to this point over the final hurdle, right? We've reduced almost all of our capacity and operational restrictions for businesses in the past week. And this is really hopefully going to be money that enables them to cross that finish line into true resiliency and recovery.
And lastly, our conversation has been framed through the context of helping out existing businesses, but the D in your organization is development, which to me sounds like helping spawn new businesses and helping businesses grow. What's that been like during the pandemic? Have there been entrepreneurs in New York willing to take a gamble during a pandemic? Have there been businesses that have had opportunities for any sort of growth? And what have those ventures been like? Have they been successful in any way, shape, or form?
So we've seen a lot of success in the pandemic. It has not been all doom and gloom. We've seen some really great pivot stories of businesses that decided that they were going to make this work for them and did very successfully. And in industries that you wouldn't necessarily assume that would be successful, a lot of restaurants have changed how they do business. Consumers have changed how they work with businesses as a result of all of this. I've seen a lot of success with existing businesses. And once we hit about June of last year, we saw our client base transition from nearly 100% pandemic related to 50% startups. The entrepreneurial spirit in times of challenge is always at its greatest. We saw that in the last recession as well. And we're seeing that transition now go from a large number of people that are looking for pandemic-related assistance to people that are talking about expanding and people that are talking about starting up their businesses. We're launching three programs this summer and fall. One is from unemployment to entrepreneurship for those people whose jobs are not going to return that have an idea that they'd like to flesh out. We have a program called Rise, which is a business startup boot camp. And then we have a program called SOAR, which is a leadership program for existing businesses. So we're trying to meet all those demands. And then, of course, we have our individual consulting that we're most well-known for. We are seeing banks fund startups. We are seeing it really come back with a vengeance. It's very exciting to see.
Well, we've been speaking with Kate Baker. She's the interim director of the Small Business Development Center located at the University at Albany. Kate, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I'm happy I could be part of it.
And for more information about the Small Business Development Center, visit nysbdc.org.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by the New York State AFL-CIO, a federation of 3,000 unions fighting for working people by keeping New York State union strong. UnionStrongNY.com for more information.